Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
A.K.A. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's What's Up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2, and are used for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And that's what's up.
That's what's up. Welcome back.
That's what's up.
What's going on?
What, man, it's been crazy over here. It's been crazy. We just went through a whole tornado. You should have heard the fire.
No, I ain't go through a tornado. You were under a tornado warning.
But it was right over us.
What, the tornado didn't touch down, did it?
No, it was hailing really bad. I did see the funnel cloud. I did see the funnel cloud.
You
but
saw
it skipped us. It skipped us.
Okay. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was right over.
Right over. On his way to
Kansas. Right over us. So everybody out there, man, y'all be safe, man, in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Y'all make sure that you're safe. It's still going on right now. I think they just changed it to a flash flood warning right now, instead of a tornado watch.
Okay. I thought it was up until 8 o'clock.
Well, the storms are still going. It was high winds, 80 miles per hour, hail, dime-sized hail, what we experienced over here, but it got a little bigger. blinding rain. It was really heavy for the last 30 minutes before the show got on. So, yeah, y'all be safe out there, man. Y'all be safe.
Wow. But J2,
what's going on with you in the shop?
Before we get into too much real quick, I think we need to do a little something, and this is what we're going to do.
It's time for the Gucci Club. Yeah, it's time for the Gucci Club. Hey, it's time for the Gucci Club. Let's go. It's time for the Gucci Club. It's time for the Gucci Club. Hey, it's time for the Gucci Club. It's time for the Gucci Club. Let's go.
Let's go.
So, you know, it's become, the list has gotten so large that it would take me quite a while now to say all the thanks I have to all the countries and the people in the different places. So first and foremost, shout out to Blog Talk Radio. We wouldn't have a platform. So what's up, Blog Talk? And all the many countries that listen to us and this craziness over here. So we just want to thank you. We
thank are. You much, everybody.
So back in the saddle again. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been on the air, and
a lot of things been going on.
Just trying to get back into the groove of things. And you know, I was up out in Dallas for a little bit. It was Cappuccino's birthday, so
right.
Did the birthday thing and. What else? Oh, Triple D had their city council meeting the Wednesday after I left. And that went, well, basically now it's falling into the hands of SMU and the city on how they're going to handle this because by law, legally,
okay.
Triple D is patent the last 15 years. So that's all I need to say about that. So, you know, feel free. If y'all who are out there happen to see, like, the Triple D image with the SMU Mustang, that's not the real deal. That's the Fugazi. It is Fugazi.
It's Fugazi.
So I'm... It's a Fugazi, and I'm just letting y'all know, Triple D is just a small minority business that just happened to be on the ball years ago, and,
right. You
know, we can't, I don't know what else to say, but, you know, now they're trying to strong hand them, you know, it's a money thing, and
right.
You don't
it's their business.
Right, we're going to stand for what's what. So just letting you
right.
know, just letting you know. Been a lot of death lately out this way and continues to be. So just
what's
trying to mentally, you know, I had lots of double death.
Yes.
So it's just, I'm like, I don't know what's going on out here. It just seems like every week or every other day, if it's not someone that I know, someone out here is either getting shot or something. But folks are falling over. And I don't know
left
if it's in the water, but yeah, but my thing is this. First of all, death is inevitable. We all going to be going at some point in time. It does
right.
not make sense to sit around and dwell on that possibility as to when it's going to happen. Because it is going to happen. That you can depend. It's going to happen. We just can't say
it's
when.
Once
so
for
in
us
the mean,
for Xbox. And
in the meantime, live your life. Live
yep,
your life. Don't
bullet.
Sit there and dwell over what could possibly be or you know, somebody, the other day I was in the grocery store and with my caretaker, and she was talking about, I said, don't talk about them gruesome stories. I don't want to hear no war stories. Well, then this lady walks up to her, did you hear about what? I'm like, oh, my God. Y'all just talk about death so much. Remember how Wanda used to be on The Good Times? Showing up at funerals and stuff. You know, that's what it seems like. It's getting like, choose life, folks.
Too much.
Choose life. No, choose life. Because death is inevitable. It's going to happen. But it doesn't make sense to sit and dwell on what it could be or when it could be. When life is passing you by, live life. Every day. And I'm saying
every day.
From somebody who died and was brought back to life, just live life. Just live life. That's all I got to say. So, you know.
Man. You know.
Yeah. Yep. So, had to say my thing about Triple D. And then I guess when we get back from a quick commercial break, we can talk about what's been going on with Kanye.
What's poppin'? We'll talk about what's poppin'.
And Bianca and North. And our condolences to Bobby Caldwell. He passed away. But on that night, we'll come back. We'll talk about it after the commercial break. All right.
All right, now, and that's what.
There we go. That's what's up, y'all.
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, Unit Number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon. The ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
Let me tell you, George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
Welcome back, y'all.
What's up? That's what's up.
You still in your storm, J2?
No, no. Like I said, it was one of them summer rains. The storm come and then it go.
Okay. For real, for real.
It comes and it goes. That's just like life. Trouble coming in life, but sometimes it goes.
Right, right.
That's the way
so,
life is, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, Miss Bev's boy is back in the spotlight again. Kanye and Bianca and
oh,
Kim,
wow.
North.
I know our favorite fans is going to have something to say about that.
Yeah, I'm sure she does, but it seems like Kanye and Bianca are getting along fine with North. I don't think Kim likes it too much, but I noticed that since he's not in their life, that
okay,
they're not
you
being invited to the Met Gala.
So do you think just because Kanye is not in their life no more, they're getting less of publicity?
Yes. They're whoremongers. I mean, not just the whoremongers. Everybody knows that about the Kardashians.
They're on their way out.
I mean, what more do we need to know about them? We know about them dating. We know about them having kids. We know about getting married, getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what more do we need to know about them? We know what they do when they're all together as a family. You know, but now what I think Chris is going to be ended up doing, she's going to start focusing, I think, on the kids, meaning on North.
Well, that's what you need to do. And look, you got to start them.
No,
baby,
they're kids. Let the kids grow. Don't bring them up in this mess. Don't expose them, their lives as growing up in this mess. Let them grow up, and then later on in life, then maybe you can start doing something when they're, I don't know, 17, 18. But, you know, North has been popping up on TikTok and Kanye ain't been liking it. So Kim's going to cancel the TikTok for. It's just, I don't understand why.
Get your ass off of TikTok.
Yeah, get it. No, Kim did this because it was too well orchestrated for it to have been like me just doing a TikTok with my niece. It was too well orchestrated from the wig they had on to the outfits that they wore, all that stuff. And, you know, Kim and them don't do shit without their mama knowing what's going on. So acting surprised, especially at this, acting surprised and everything, you know, they even, you know what I've noticed? They've already gotten, what is Kylie's daughter's name, Stormy?
Yeah, Stormy.
The one that she has by Travis. Yeah, but they don't already got her doing stuff. Come on now, that's too little.
So they're throwing them out early. See, that's the problem. That's the problem with social media. That's the problem with social media. You
no,
get the kids
not,
into
not social media, that family. But if you notice, they don't use... No, seriously, it's the big thing. Everyone knows this about the family, the Kardashians, and what they're about, what they've been about since, you know, their passing of their dad. But what I'm saying is that's too young. But the girls seem to be in the eye of the mother, the grandmother. Then you don't see them doing stuff with the boy, the young boy.
Right.
It's
all so it's really about the girls instead of like going with. Mm-hmm.
So I call it Rob Kardashian syndrome, because you know Rob don't mess with that stuff, and they don't. He don't kind of went left to the left to the left. So
well, who haven't in their family went to the left to the left?
No, but if you notice, none of the males are in front of the camera like the girls.
Exactly.
None of them. Rob, even the younger boys. But you have Stormy in front of the cameras. You have North in front of cameras. So I'm telling you, they're going to try to start using them younger kids. Them two especially.
Do you think it's a gender ploy with the LGBT community? Do you think it's some kind of ploy just to get the girls in there and not focus on even the sons and stuff?
No. I don't think that has anything to do with the LGBTQ, LBY, whatever. I just think because girls have been marketable for them, have helped them to build revenue from Kim selling her booby dooby dooby picture, her grown folks picture, rolling in mud picture. You know, that's how she started out. You know,
right. Her and Ray J and all of that.
Well, I just know one thing. I'm glad that Kanye is doing well with his new wife, and he's not letting Kim upset him, and he's building his paper back up, you know.
Well, look, at least he ain't stalking him out no more, moving across the...
What do you mean?
Did you know Kanye went crazy? I'm going to move right across the street from you.
What's wrong with a parent? Well, I'm not going to go there. But Kris Jenner and all them, the Kardashians had a lot to do with that. They didn't want them moving up in Calabasas or wherever they live, because supposedly Kim tried to say she run it up there. So Kanye moved and got another
Kim
house
run what?
With his new one.
She run a sex video ring?
I don't know what she's doing. Like,
what's
she
running?
You know,
she ain't running nothing but her mouth.
No, she's trying to stop, you know, but she don't have that pool like she used to.
Right, and that's why you're saying that, okay, right. As far as the public I go, you saying that they're not getting as much publicity as they used to get.
They're getting boring. They've burned everything that they've culture vultured. They were culture vultures, remember that? They went from being regular-looking girls to all of a sudden they done went black. They got booties and all that stuff. They hair done changed. They're culture vultures.
Well, you know that's what plastic surgery did to you.
But now
Botox and all of that.
But okay, that's what it does. But that was great while they were dating all these black people. While they were in the lives or eyes of black people.
Right.
If you look at it, Kim don't even have that booty no more. She had that booty taken out so she could get into that Marilyn Monroe dress.
Big Mel, you think she had her booty taken out?
There were
she had to take out her booty. Why she have to take out her booty?
Because she was too big to get into that Marilyn Monroe iconic dress that Marilyn Monroe wore when she sang to the president. That Kim's
but
big
wait a minute, wait a minute.
Up.
Well, you mean Kim sang to the president?
No. Kim wore that dress last year to the Met Gala.
Right. She could get the dress tailored to her booty. She didn't have to take her booty
out.
No,
do you not understand that that's an iconic dress? That is not something that people wear. Kim could not fit that.
Of course, we're talking about Marilyn Monroe.
Not only if it was Marilyn Monroe, it's still an iconic dress. It's old. And Kim, well, I'm telling you, she
okay,
didn't
look,
wear,
look,
couldn't
look.
Wear,
I hear what
lost.
You're saying. I hear what you're saying. Why wouldn't she just get the dress made to her figures and then leave the original dress original? Just make the dress to her size. I mean, they got enough money to get it tailored.
She wore
to
the
get
dress
a...
into the Met Gala. That's the dress she
right.
wore. When she got inside of the Met Gala, now mind you, it was, you know, just 15 minutes. Inside the Met Gala, she changed into a replica because that dress, she can't stand around and wear that dress. And met, No. Everybody was upset about that. True.
Everybody was upset. Everybody was, you're right. Everybody was upset.
So
how did she get her hands on the original dress?
I guess the house of Matt Tussauds, whoever has that ownership of the dress, allowed her 15 minutes in the dress. And in that 15 minutes, she did do some damage.
Oh, man.
And it was not
she
a spectacular
damaged
dress
the Marilyn
on her.
Monroe.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a spectacular dress on her. It washed her out. It was nothing spectacular. She didn't need to wear it. That's just my opinion.
Once again, this is for entertainment purposes only.
No. Yeah, but I'm just saying that's just my opinion. Other people have said the same thing.
Right.
Have said the same thing, but none of the Kardashians have been invited to the 2023 Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that pool no more. So
right.
now they're losing
right.
their mind. Kim is losing her mind because, you know, she got to be seen and at everything.
But see, look. When you have your stardom, you do. Every actor does this. Every actor, comedian, artist, you know, just. If you see your prowess going down, if you see your popularity going down, go out with grace. Go out with grace. Don't still push
the limit. But they don't see their popularity going down. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They're not in the world of reality.
That's what I'm
saying.
They're
trying to use their money. They think because they've got money. And on that note, I'll be back. I'll give you some money on the next tip. I
hear you. That's what's up. Sorry, Kim.
That's what's up. Okay.
That's what's up.
Girl, because you are just, we'll talk about that when we come back. Okay, here we go.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horst and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Rider, the low rider. Oh, yeah. This is the internationally known DJ, TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Welcome back, y'all.
Let's go.
Okay, for real. So, not for the Kardashians, but this is the thing I really wanted to chit-chat real quick about. This killing in Mexico recently. It was the four people from South Carolina. They went from South Carolina to Texas, and then from Texas they went into Mexico, and they were supposedly just going for – it was a black – one woman and three guys.
Right.
And she supposedly was going down there for some kind of cosmetic surgery. That's a red flag right there for me. We'll hold on to that thought.
She was trying to do the Kim Kardashian, get some booty.
Well, so she said that wasn't her first time that she'd been down there. Well, whatever she went down there, whatever kind of surgery, medical enhancement surgery.
Something, Botox, whatever.
It just doesn't make sense. Hold that thought. So they go to Mexico, the four of them. They get caught up in this thing. Two of them get killed, and two of them make it back, or they gave them back, and then the cartel turned the ones that shot and killed them in because I guess they didn't want no smoke from the United States. So but my thing about this is this.
Okay, that's not funny. That's not funny, though. That's not funny.
No, it is not want no smoke from the U.S. I get it. But my thing is this. That story, something ain't right.
What are your opinions?
Three men and a female going down with her down there for cosmetic surgery. What men?
Three men and a female.
What men go with women to have plastic surgery stuff done? That's
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that because you want my opinion?
What I'm saying, females go to those type of things together, not females and three men, especially three men, two of which had distribution charges against them already. So that shit ain't right. Them motherfuckers was probably going down there to get some shit, and they got caught up.
And come back.
And they got caught up in whatever they got caught up in.
Mm-hmm.
And they told people they were
going
down there.
But the cover-up was her getting some booty, the Botox.
The cover-up, we don't know if it was Botox. We don't know if it was plastic surgery. We don't know what the hell it was.
But that's what I'm saying. We don't know.
Don't go with female friends to go have surgeries like that. Females usually hang out with their female friends.
That's why you ain't let me say my opinion yet. What if they were in the LGBT community and they were going down with their friends?
They aren't gay.
Oh, you didn't think of it like that, huh?
No, those three men were not gay. They was, unfortunately, I hate to say this, they was dealers. Some of them were dope dealers. They had
just because you're a dope dealer don't mean you're not gay. That just because you're a dope dealer don't mean you're not gay.
What I'm saying to you is this. That story don't smell right.
It don't smell right altogether.
But three men and a lady do not normally go down to Mexico. Really, there was one more person with them, but she couldn't cross over into Mexico because she didn't have her papers. She's the one that called the police and said something don't seem right. They haven't returned. But three men don't go and hang out with females to go have surgeries, medical surgeries, plastic surgeries, booty surgeries, none of that. Girlfriends.
Okay, so are you levitating right now? Are you levitating right now? Because I pulled up a scenario about, yes, it might have been a cover-up so they can go get some dope. Poor Black Perry.
I know. I'm not.
Poor Black
Perry.
She was the front. She was the front. Okay, say you going to get some booty. Well, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, either cosmetic surgery or Botox, whatever it may be. Oh, yeah, but we're really going down just to get some dope.
And they got caught up.
And that's what's happening. That's what's up.
Right. That's what I believe.
That's how I figure it.
That little ass story they've been telling people, that shit ain't right, don't smell right, don't look right. And we can all tell it ain't right. And then
it ain't right.
Out that, then after you find out that two of the men had already had distribution charges.
Had charges.
You know what I'm saying? So, come on.
Right.
They went down there to go try to re-up and got caught up. And unfortunately, this is what's happening.
Hey, look, Big Mouth. They can't send us the 4 kilos. We got to go down and get it.
And it probably wasn't even like the kilos. That was Mexico. They went fentanyl. You can get that in Mexico. You understand?
Well, you know.
So
we don't want to change subjects because with fentanyl really come from China and they just give it to Mexico so they can kill off Americans. But that's a totally different story.
What? To kill off Americans? To kill off people in general, not just Americans.
Look. Did you know what
shit is crazy as hell?
Listen, did you know what the president of Mexico said? Mexico is safer than the United States. He just said that yesterday.
In some sense, it might be true. But I can't say.
Well, did you see what happened at the border in El Paso?
No, what happened?
Well, all the people that were waiting, they're hungry, they're trying to get into the United States, they overcame the United States government and people rushed in on the between the border of Mexico and Texas in El Paso, on the El Paso Highway. You know that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yes.
When did this happen?
And then here come the president of Mexico saying, yeah, the United States, Mexico is not safer than the United States. So he really saying something. He's trying to tell us something.
What did you just say, J2, that Mexico is safer or is not safer?
No, the president of Mexico said that Mexico is safer than the United States after they ransacked the bridge in El Paso from Mexico to Texas.
You know, I don't know the full extent of everything that's happening on that border.
That's what
America,
I'm saying. That when he said
the
that,
United
though,
States
but
has
when,
a lot of the
we
America
got a lot of stuff to
a
do.
Lot of dirt. We got a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
Behind us.
I mean, every country got
dirt.
A lot of dirt, and no government
that's
really clean.
No government. No.
All over the world, ain't no government really clean.
He could have some point to that. He could not. I don't know. So.
I think he's trying to say something. I think he's trying to say something.
What are you saying?
He's saying that the United States, we need to watch out for whatever's coming. He said Mexico is safer than the United States. Everybody trying to come from those countries to the United States. Think about it.
Convince me, yeah, talk to me. I don't know.
Yes, that's what
I'm
saying. All the people that's coming in from Mexico and all the other central countries of, all of the countries that are in Central America, everybody trying to come into the United States. But everybody coming to the United States are really not coming from those countries. They're coming from China. They're coming from, you know, there might be some Iranians or anybody else that come through the border and get in our country,
that
infiltrate
only,
us from the
look,
inside out. That's what I'm saying.
Look, that's not, you can't say everything, all these issues are because of our southern borders. Do you know how many illegals cross from our northern borders up in Canada?
Through Canada, too.
I wasn't just saying that.
I'm just saying what the man said, and I agree with him.
Well, I'm just telling you, you have to remember that it ain't just the southern region.
Yeah.
The people, the dark people, the brown people are not always the problem. We got more problems as well up in our northern borders. So you got to take heed of that. On that,
to that too.
Note. On
yeah.
On note. That's what's up.
That's what's up, Mom.
I know. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Man. I don't got. Okay, here we go. All right. That's a what's up. I
what's
guess.
Up?
Goodbye. I'll be right back. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth.
And Jay
Susie. Talking about these crazy-ass foods.
Man, this is good. The world is going crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of messy. Hey, listen. Tonight's show is kind of short because we're just trying to get back into the saddle again.
Right.
And I was looking to see how much time we had, and we saw a few minutes, and we got a couple of callers on the line.
Okay, let's go on and listen to a couple of callers.
Let's see what they were feeling about maybe Kanye and Bianca and North and them, or these nuts that went down to Mexico and got caught up and got, unfortunately,
right.
got caught up. All right, hold on. Here we go.
They don't think you know that. They ain't going to be shipping no
hey,
more
hey, hey, Miss Bev, I think I know that.
Call her.
Is that me?
Is that Bev?
Yes, that's you.
Hi,
Miss Bev.
All right, now.
I want to alert all the women about how hundreds of thousands, 10,000 or 100,000 black women go missing every year, where they're being kidnapped, used for organs and sex trafficking. So I want
Righteous.
All of our sisters to go and get to the rifle range, buy them a weapon, and get a permit legal to carry, and take care of yourself. Because
right.
you got to start packing so that when these people come after you to kidnap you, you let them know you're not taking me. You're taking me, you're going down.
I agree with you.
I want y'all to start
right.
saving yourself.
Right.
Because this
Go
young
ahead,
lady, she... So that's important, you know.
Right.
Just going up missing. Too bad they got caught up in Mexico. You know, it's so much like J2 was saying. This world, it's so much going on everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere.
That is
everywhere.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So I want you, Ms. Beth, to comment on, you know, the rush of people that came through the border in El Paso, and also we having people coming from Ukraine that's here, the refugees from Ukraine, and the Mexican president saying that America is not Mexico is safer than America right now. I think he was trying to say, what do you have to say about that?
Safer than what? What is he talking about?
The Mexican president said Mexico is safer than America.
I'm saying safer than what? Why are these
right.
people trying to get here if they're so
exactly.
safe?
Exactly.
You know, safer than what? Listen, we know that in Mexico there are places you better stay away from because the cartel and them gangs are bad there. So you people know what to do and what's up. And like,
and there are places here in the United States.
They got
there are places here in the United States. Yes, they did. There's places
in
the United States that you know better than to show up and go into. We got places out here in Chicago like
that.
Yeah. Right, Ms. Beth.
Yes.
That one ain't smell too kosher.
Yeah, some
to
not
me.
At all.
Is it safe anywhere? I mean, you know, you're wrong place at the wrong
right.
time.
That's the question.
You got to protect yourself. And I want our sisters to go and get a rifle range, get a permit, learn how to carry, and so they can be safe.
Yo, my wife even got a gun. My wife got one. I bought my mama one.
And plus, you know, if
and she
know
how to shoot
people,
it. They all know how to shoot it. I took them to the gun range and everything. They all know how to shoot
it. That's right. They don't, and you don't hear it on the news. They don't talk about it on the news about us. But if that was other folks, you'd hear it all the time. So I just want us all over the world to be aware that all of us folks with melanin, protect yourselves, sisters. Go to the rifle range. Pick up your equipment. Learn how to work it. And carry it. Be safe with it. When you go home, lock it up. Don't let the kids get it. But be safe
right.
when you get out here. You work it and work it and stuff, and because they've taken you. But you don't hear it.
Right.
And this
Big
is
mouth.
Not
yeah.
just didn't just start happening. This has been going on for quite
a
while.
But see, they don't talk about
right.
it.
Big Mouth, and also Miss Bell, our number one friend. I want to pose another question that I think we haven't hit upon. They in Mississippi reinstated the Jim Crow laws.
Remember, a couple of weeks ago, I told you all to check out Mississippi.
Right.
And
you
y'all
sure
said,
did.
What's going on here? Also in Jackson.
Well,
what's going on? Somebody's going in and out.
Miss Bab, you're moving. Okay. You're going in and out.
I don't know what to say. I'm not moving nothing. Yes, as I was saying before about Mississippi, we got to check that out too because they're doing a whole lot of stuff. They're trying to change the system and fascism. We got to be on the ball because they're trying to do a whole lot of stuff to us that we are not going to allow it. We got to hang tough.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you can try to repeat history, but I don't think history will repeat itself in this decade or this century.
This 2023, that's
so unless somebody's trying to start the Civil War again.
Well, yeah. I'm not talking about a Civil War, but I'm talking about the fascism where they're trying to control. They've already started. They're controlling our bodies.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can't have an abortion. and certain things, so what's next?
There's some judge in Texas, I think it was, that's trying to refute against that pill, that abortion pill that women have.
Yeah.
They're trying to stop. He's trying to, you know, stop that. So, yeah, it's a lot going on right now.
The federal court should have nothing to do and no laws about a woman's body.
But see, that's all about freedom of choice. That's all about freedom of choice. You know?
Are they telling what men to do? Come on.
Look, I'm not against pro-life. I'm not against pro-lifers. But a true pro-lifer is someone that cares beyond birth. It's somebody who's there to help you raise your child. It's someone who's there that helps to, you know what I'm saying? Pro-lifers now, so-called pro-lifers, they just don't want you to have an abortion. But once you, if you don't have the abortion, where are you after that fact? These women need help.
What is the reason for that?
Okay, can I pose a question real quick? Okay, I can understand, okay, I understand the abortion pro-life, you know, it's my choice. But if you're out there and, you know, you're 15, 16, maybe 12 years old, and you're out there being promiscuous, and you know that you didn't use protection and stuff like that, and you have an abortion, you think that's right, versus you got raped, or you know what I'm saying, or something like that.
It's
shouldn't there be
choice.
some clauses in that where, okay, this is a
no,
certain
the
situation?
It's their choice.
Okay, I'm just posing a question.
My point is the government should
have okay, what are y'all thoughts?
I think the government should have nothing to do with what a woman's choice. It is a personal choice, and the government should have nothing to do with it. There's enough other things other than worrying about a woman and what she does. And we'll talk about the man. How does he get pregnant? What about the man? What kind of laws are going to put down for men?
So if you rape somebody, you get castrated.
Okay, since I'm the only man on the line talking about what? The laws against men in pregnancy? We can't get pregnant.
We know,
but you can make people pregnant. So,
but you can make
what should happen
pregnant?
To you? If a man impregnates a woman,
it
he should be penalized
for
something.
It takes two, my ninja. If we gonna lay down,
right?
Lay down
right.
By
it takes
myself.
Two.
So you have to do. It takes two. So you are just as at
right.
50-50. You're just as at fault as she was. Whether she was just.
So both of them need to go to the abortion clinic.
He needs to get castrated.
Okay, I see what you said. If you're going to mess around like that, yeah. Okay, but what What does that mean? That, okay, we need to go ahead and castrate you because you're having too many kids.
I take that back. Just give him a vasectomy.
There you go. And on that note, we'll be right back. Hold
your sack. That's what's up.
Hold your sack. Hold your sack. That's what's up.
Okay.
Hold your sack. Hold your sack.
Yo, check this out. This is your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Say what? Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl,
That's
Big
What's
Mouth.
Up.
And J2. And Miss Beth. So,
Miss Beth, number one fan.
Hello. I know. So listen,
number one,
Beth,
baby.
Tonight's a short show. Boy, say that a couple of times. Short show, short show, short show.
Nice and short show. Hey. Oh.
Something,
nice
something
short,
by
nice
the seashore.
So,
before we get out of here, Ms. Bev, we were talking about your favorite person, Kanye, Kim, Bianca, and North.
I'm so glad. He got married. I'm so happy for him.
I know.
Go, go.
Fetus.
He's getting his money
back. Yeah, I'm still trying to get him to, we're still, the mothers are still trying to get him to Chicago. You know, he needs to come to Chicago, rest, and just, you know, and get his kingdom. He can have a kingdom here. He's the godfather.
Okay. Kanye is the godfather of the shot. Okay,
he
I don't know. How many people, how many other people believe that? We want to tune in and hear that one.
Well, there's about 2,000 black mothers who are asking for him to come home.
Wow.
A group of black mothers saying, come, and because nobody else would do it. Because they're talking about the police for what they need. They need small businesses. They need gardens. They need things to do. They need a factory to make some clothes. They need things
so
to
what
do.
You're asking, Ms. Bev, is for Kanye to come back and use all the money that he made and put it back into the community. But as society has known, how many artists or, you know, actors or, high-class people really come back home and do that?
No, there's more than you would – there's really – hold on, Ms. Bev, 1 second. Believe it or not, there are more people that do that than you know. A lot of them do a lot of philanthropy.
Right.
Look what
you're philanthropist. Philanthropist.
Dave Chappelle opened up that art high school in Washington, D.C. He changed the whole dynamics of the city.
Right.
Okay.
And listen, was it Scottie Pippen or one of them? No one knew that when they would come and play, like I think it was Detroit or whatever, they would buy out Toys R Us and privately go and take these toys over to the children's hospital. And a lot of people didn't know about that because they didn't put it in the public eye. Yes, there are a lot of quiet soldiers.
Absolutely.
Right.
Kanye.
Right.
You know, he named his children. It's in his. He's going to do it. He fixed up his mother's house. It's going to take a little time, but he can make a difference in Chicago than anybody. Come home, build a kingdom, help people buy houses and help them get it together. Help them. I'm not saying, you know, not and put it together and see through it and finance them. And it can happen. We just have to, you know, and for him. I think Bianca.
Kanye, you hear Ms. Bev, our number one fan. Come on back to Chicago and help the community. Build your kingdom. Build your kingdom, Kanye. You got one right here in Chicago.
Ah. Well, Ms. Bev, I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much. I'm glad to be back on the air, and we're chitting, chatting and all that stuff. But, you know,
thank you for being
after
here.
My little vacation and then, you know.
Right.
Hey, Ms. Bev, was that stuff on last week that I spoke? Did you watch it?
I got late. I was doing something and I fell asleep. And when I woke up, it was 11:37, and the service was halfway over.
So, but they did put it on the thing.
But it was
because I was the first speaker.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I missed it. It was live stream.
I was the first speaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was 11:37, and the last lady that was who's speaking. I missed you.
Yes, she came on after Darcelle. That was
I
yeah. Okay.
I know yours was what was it good?
It was I. Well, I would be crying, but it was good.
because you all had a personal life in Washington, I mean in Virginia.
Yeah, that was Wendy's husband. That was Wendy's husband.
Yeah.
Nope, but we don't have that time to go into that.
I want you to call me. When you get home, call me on the old-fashioned telephone.
Okay.
I have something to share with you. Okay.
Sounds good to me. You have a good, yes, ma'am, and you have a good night. Love you, Ms. Bev. Thanks for coming through.
All right, Ms. Bev.
JT, you going to say goodbye to Ms. Bev?
Yeah, all right, Ms. Bev, number one, numero uno.
Ashe, namaste,
bye.
I'm a Sakalaba. Bye.
Ms. Bev. Ms. Bev.
Uh-oh.
Kanye,
well,
come back
know.
To the crib, man.
Okay. You better get back or she'll come after you. She's going to come after
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Kanye
ain't
coming after me. Look, I am a year, Ms. Bev, and 2,000 other mamas didn't come back.
Okay. And you know what? I would be surprised if he slowly made his way in and out of here and we just didn't know it. You understand?
Right.
So
and doing some
too.
Little bit on the side of them. Yeah.
So, as we start to come to a close, we wanted to provide any affirmations for today.
Yeah. Just affirmations. Once again, you know I'm always on this. Keep on going. Keep on trying, even if you go through the hard times. Sometimes you run into roadblocks or you run into detours, but you know what? Keep on pushing. Keep on going. You know, everything in life, if everything was supposed to be easy, then everybody would be rich. So keep on going. Keep on going through your hard times. You know, if it don't work one way, keep on trying another way. Because it's going to happen. You know, life is not easy. I want to give love and peace and blessings to the family members that lost someone recently. I lost a friend recently through the fentanyl stuff. Like I said, it's really killing people. And I just want to say, you guys be careful out there. You know, I like to get elevated. I like to drink a little bit and... You know, for those that like to go further, just be safe out there. They're trying to really destroy us. The devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. So just keep on pushing. Keep on going. Do the right thing. Try to do the most right thing that you can. And, you know, it's not just about you. You're representing your family. You are a piece of a family. You are representing. I'm representing That's What's Up with Big Mouth. So I gotta act accordingly, you know, and likewise with everybody else that's going through anything. Just represent yourself. Represent yourself accordingly and do the right thing and keep pushing. It's going to happen. If you give up, then you'll fall on your dreams and that becomes something wrong for you. So just keep trying. We're here for you. And that's what's up.
Well, that's what's up, y'all. I guess the only thing I need to add is just the same thing I said earlier. Choose life, folks. Enjoy life as it's going on. And you know, don't worry about if I coulda, shoulda, woulda, because the inevitable is going to happen, and you can't sit around and wait on it and stew upon it, because as you do that, you miss out on little things that you could be enjoying in life. So choose life, and, you know, on that note, y'all. So good night, everybody. I'm so excited about to go make another meal in my air fryer. So
okay,
that's my latest and greatest, and boy, have I made some good.
Is that
you
air frying everything, huh?
I don't air fried steak. I don't air fried chicken. I don't air fried shrimp. I've air fried salmon.
Okay.
So, yes.
How does the steak come out?
juicy, every, and pork chops, nice and juicy.
Nice
pork
and juicy, okay.
First, oh, yeah, pork chops were my first meal. And boy, oh, boy, do I like my air fryer. I know I'm late today.
Okay.
I'm late, but I'm here, and I'm getting ready to go and cook these salmon. So good night, everybody. Good night, J2. Stay out of the rain.
Good night, Big Mel.
All that good stuff.
Good night, world.
Like the farmer said, the potato, plant you now.
Like
a hiccup.
And dig you later.
Like a hiccup. Dig you later.
All right.
Good night, sweetheart. When it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. When it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night.